Weiss gestured meaningfully in their direction before continuing.
You got it, Crow. We can get done what needs getting done, or it can get tough. What's it gonna be?
I had been watching this whole deal from a distance, without feeling or rhythm. It was a long-hated feeling, like being a step behind. It blundered me ahead badly. I'll tell you, Weiss, I began, all thumbs. I don't much care. We can work if you want. I tapped an ash to the floor. But we don't have to, and I'm not sure I like the idea anyway. And then I stood up, abruptly, anger roaring through me from out of nowhere. I slammed the cigarette to the floor, scattering sparks. I'm tired of dealing with scum like this, with cowards and deserters and bullies. Your threats don't mean anything to me. I can still go either way. I pointed a shaking finger. I pounded you once, I can pound you again, and I can crater this bunch at the same time. I wheeled toward them. Who wants to be first? Gettle answered in a low, sinister tone.
Maybe everyone.
That's fine, too, I retorted, now shaking all over. Weiss stared at me like I was crazy, which of course I was. I don't know, that cloudy picture, Weiss, Borglin, me, we were all so bizarre. Especially me. Weiss kept staring for several moments, then relaxed. He sighed, shook his head. Was that compassion I saw in his eyes? Or flat pity?
Say the word,
prompted Gettle, tensing.
Shut up, Gettle,
barked Weiss, suddenly angry again.
Shut up and get the hell out.
Gettle and company stared at him, unbelieving. But they left, slowly for Gettle, hoping for a change of heart. It didn't happen. We were alone. Weiss nodded toward the closing door.
Him I ought to let you stomp again, he suggested, going back around to his desk.
Didn't the first time, I offered, resuming my seat. Some girl was doing that on my way in. That froze him halfway into his chair.
What? Is she gone?
I nodded. We passed over his whimpers.
Why didn't you stop her?
What for? I asked, lighting another cigarette. Far as I know, that's her job around here, to teach your punks what tough is. He mumbled something angrily at me under his breath and left. I sat and smoked and listened to him growling orders to his people in the hallway. He came back in after a full minute of that and resumed his seat. He looked disgusted.
If you saw the blazer, you saw the fight. You knew we wanted her.
That's true, Weiss, I agreed. His fat face got very red. Was that it? Was it my always just hating fat men?
You rotten son of a bitch,
he growled, accusing. What the hell do your little local feuds have to do with me? I've got nothing to do with that. He blinked. His anger disappeared. He looked genuinely surprised.
You mean you really don't know?
Huh? I blurted, as stupidly as I felt. Know what? But he just shook his head again.
Never mind, he said.
He sat forward in his chair and reached for a cigar. His voice was businesslike.